What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Fast and Focused podcast, where we learn to abstain from unhealthy habits and achieve a higher standard of leadership. And those of you who listen each and every week will notice right away that I've changed that opening motto from what it usually is. And that's intentional, and that's going to be permanent moving forward. And I'm going to tell you why in a moment. But before we do that, please subscribe to the podcast, to the Fast and Focused podcast, wherever you guys listen to it. That way you can be notified anytime a new episode drops. And if you guys enjoy the show, please leave a 5-star review. That's going to help just tell Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen that this is a podcast worth listening to, and that it should be shared with others who need this kind of material as well. So I would greatly appreciate it. And without further ado, let's jump right into the episode. Okay, so today we're talking all about standards, and we're going to kick it off right away with this quote from Ray Kroc. For those of you that don't know that name, he is the man who turned McDonald's into one of the most successful fast food corporations in the world. Actually, the most successful fast food corporation in the world at the time. And so his quote is this: "The quality of a leader is reflected in the standards they set for themselves." For themselves. So in other words, it starts with you. Okay, I want you to kind of have that mindset as you're listening to the rest of the episode. It starts with me, right? How can I set higher standards for myself and act on them, knowing that if I do, the rest of my team is going to see that and kick it up a notch themselves, okay? And so a little bit of context here. I was listening to an episode of the Self Helpful podcast where Kevin Miller, the host of that show, he was interviewing a man named Benjamin Hardy. And Benjamin Hardy is the author of Be Your Future Self Now. He has a couple books, but that's the one he was being interviewed for at the time. And while talking about how to connect with your future self, which is a fascinating episode and concept, by the way, Ben mentioned a couple different times about setting standards for yourself, or like the standards you've set for yourself, right, in each phase of life. And as he was talking, as he was saying that, every time he said that phrase, that word stood out to me the most: standard. Right? It's not a word I think about a lot. So when it popped out to me, I made a note later to go back and look at the definition. So I Googled the word later, and here's the definition I found on Google. So standard means a level of quality or attainment. So it's not necessarily just like the normalcy or like a bar that you set. It's like a bar that you set knowing that there's an accomplishment behind what you're doing. There's intentionality, in other words, right? And I'll go so far as to put it this way: you show me your standards and I'll predict your outcome. I can predict your results based on the standards you set, whether they're high or low. You know, that's going to predict your outcome. If you have high standards, you're not going to settle for anything less, and thus the result will be positive, right? But if you have low standards, you're not going to rise above them, and then the results are going to be negative. Or, you know, best case scenario, they're going to be not negative, just kind of impartial. There's not going to be any negative or positive to them. And what's the point of those? So set high standards for yourself. And how do we go about doing that, right? That's what we're going to talk about today. So let's talk about the benefits of having high standards in the first place. In other words, why is it important? Okay, and there are probably countless benefits, but here are some of the ones that just popped out to me the most. When I'm thinking about, you know, the success that my clients see, or the success that anybody, myself included, sees when we set high standards versus low standards, here's some of the benefits of having it. First of all, you get more creativity. You get more creative, right? Ray Kroc himself, the guy that I just quoted, you know, who turned McDonald's into the most profitable franchise in terms of revenue in the entire world, he had creativity when he went about doing that. So basically, his standards when he took over the company, when he bought McDonald's, was, I'm going to make this the most profitable company ever in the fast food industry. And so he shifted gears. That creativity, like his creativity and kind of thinking outside of the box, knowing his standard was McDonald's is going to be the most profitable ever. How do I go about doing that? He then was creative enough to realize that being the most profitable fast food corporation in the world wasn't going to be by monetizing burgers and fries, right? He actually shifted gears to capitalizing on the real estate that McDonald's owns. So any McDonald's out there, if you'll notice, they actually don't make money, or very much money, that is, on the burgers they flip or, you know, any food or drink that they sell. What they make money on is the real estate that the restaurant is on. And that's an interesting concept, but I read that in a book once. I think it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, if you guys want to check that out. But I thought that was fascinating. And that's something, that's kind of what we're talking about here. More creativity, comes from having higher standards. You just kind of think outside the box because you know what your end goal is. And, you know, you just kind of have this work ethic to go about it. And think beyond what most people conceive, right? Another benefit of having high standards is more curiosity. So you're always going to maintain this growth mindset when you have high standards. That's going to help you prevent stagnation or just kind of going with the flow, right? Or just kind of going through the motions. And you're going to accept that you're always going to learn something new and implement it, thus having that growth mindset that we're talking about. Another benefit of having high standards is a higher ROI. Now, this could be personally, this could be professionally, this could be, you know, in a business perspective, that can mean, you know, higher revenue, more customer satisfaction, higher employee retention, or all three. Or, you know, there's probably a immeasurable way to count that, right? From a personal perspective, this can mean improvements physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So no end of benefits from just having higher standards for, you know, your mental health, your physical health, whatever that amounts to. And I promise you this, if you focus on those things, your leadership team is going to take notice and they're going to want that for themselves. Therefore, they're going to start implementing higher standards into their own lives. And that's going to, you know, kind of generate more, even more ROI for your business. Another benefit of having high standards is more effectiveness for you and your team. So that means no more going through the motions. Everything you do with high standards, it's intentional and it's direct. So that's going to create better results no matter what you're doing, whether it's a workout, whether it's a big project at work, whether it's a sale, whatever it is. It's going to produce better results for you because you're not just trying to be productive. You're not just trying to get things done. You're trying to get things done the right way. Hope that makes sense. And then the last benefit is just more satisfaction for you and for your team if they start to do this as well. You're going to get more out of life. I mean, if none of the other benefits, you know, kind of caught your eye, then this one should. You're going to get more satisfaction out of life. You're going to enjoy life more. So will your team. So will your loved ones. Everybody that's around you is going to feel that when you have higher standards for yourself in the different phases. Now, we all have different standards for the three aspects of life, right? Family, personal, and professional. So here's the problem. Here's kind of the misconception, if you will. And it's a toxic misconception too, because it stagnates us. Some of us believe that we can't have high standards for all three of those phases, that being family, personal, and professional. So because we don't think that, we subconsciously sacrifice the standard of one aspect of life for the other two. So for example, probably the most common one that I see, myself included, is being that people sacrifice their personal standards to focus more on their professional and family standards. That kind of, you know, that fits like the people pleaser mode. I'm definitely a people pleaser, by the way. I don't want anybody to ever think bad about me. It's an unrealistic expectation, I know. But, you know, it's just kind of how I'm wired. And I would venture to guess that if you're listening to this episode, you're kind of the same way, right? We often sacrifice our personal standards to focus more on, you know, creating higher ROI, providing more value for clients, you know, being there more for our families. We just don't feel like we can take time away from them because we're away from them so much already for work. You know, the list goes on and on. And here's the reality. your lack of standards has nothing to do with how you prioritize the other areas of your life. It has nothing to do with that. Listen, I'm going to say that again. Your lack of standards in one phase of life has nothing to do with how much or little you prioritize the other areas of your life. Here's what it comes from. It comes from a lack of clearly defined goals in that area of life. So if you're suffering from a lack of standards in your personal life, right? Maybe that's physically, maybe that's mentally. You feel like you've slacked off. That's not because, you know, you're so focused on your professional and family standards. It's just that you don't have clearly defined goals for your personal well-being. And that's something that we need to capitalize on and we need to focus a little more on. All right, so we're going to get into the how of setting clearly defined goals in a minute. But first, I want to give you an example of why setting high standards can benefit you so much. So we just went through the benefits here, sure, but I want to kind of give an example. So having high standards can create power for you, right? A powerful effect. And when we think about power, one of the people I think of first is like a guy like Julius Caesar, right? I mean, this obviously for the wrong reasons eventually, but you know, he misused that power and he became a dictator. But you know, that's a guy that we all think of as being this powerful figure in history, right? But do you know how tall Julius Caesar was? Most historians will agree that he was anywhere between 5'4" to 5'7". It's not exactly the most physically imposing human being, right? And his weight was never estimated because they never actually found his bones, according to what I found. But historians all agree that he was slender in body shape. So he wasn't even like this really muscular guy, right? He wasn't even like a stocky 5'7". He was a skinny dude, right? Probably in great shape, but, you know, skinny, right? And so if that's the case, if we're talking about a 5'4", 5'7" guy, not this 6'5", huge, you know, follow me leader, what then made Julius Caesar one of the most powerful dictators in all of history? Here's what it was. It was his standards for everything that he did. When you look up Julius Caesar's story and you look up his, you kind of learn about his rise to political power, it can all be summed up in one word: standard. As a military commander, he was noted for having an endless work ethic. He would go all day and all night if he had to. He was willing to do whatever it took to attain his goals, and he never settled for less. But let me tell you, as a leader, that type of charisma, that is what drew people to him. And that charisma, you know, and drawing people just naturally gravitating towards, you know, his desire, right? That's what helped him grow favor with the people and rise to political power. Then he became a dictator and all that, right? But it started with having these high standards for himself and his army. Here's the lesson. High standards create a level of leadership that no natural God-given talent can, right? Now, God can, obviously, you know, I believe that God can direct you and build you into, you know, the type of leader that is needed for your path and your destiny. Absolutely. But that doesn't come without hard work on our part and a desire and setting standards for ourselves, whether we realize it or not. Whether you actively want to pursue something or not, you always set a standard for yourself. It's either high or it's low. And high standards create that level of leadership that people want to flock to, that people want to get behind, right? And set standards of their own and take action towards. When you have that work ethic and just this passion for what you do, and you set high standards to meet it, because there's no other option for you, right? Like giving up or not coming through, not an option. That's what people flock to. And like I said before, Julius Caesar was not physically imposing. He didn't beat everyone up with his bare hands, and that's why people listened to him, right? He wasn't Goliath, you know? He wasn't this guy that nobody wanted to mess with because they saw him, you know, beat someone to a pulp. He just had a standard for himself and his army, and then his 50,000 loyal men carried out that mission. Ooh, I'm coming for somebody today, boy. I tell you what, I know someone is in their car right now listening to this, or they got their AirPods on and they're hearing this go through their ears, and they're just realizing just now, I have not set my standards high enough. That's why my team is, it seems misguided. That's why nothing's getting accomplished right now. because I don't have my own standards high enough. So how do we get there? Because I shared earlier that the best way to get, the only way to have higher standards for yourself comes from clearly defined goals. How do we manifest those and then help our team do the same? In other words, how do we set clearly defined goals that are so real to us that when we envision them at night before we go to sleep and when we wake up in the morning, they feel so real, it's as if they've already been accomplished. How do we get to that level so that our leadership team feeds off that, okay? I got four steps for you. First and foremost, you're going to establish a vision. In other words, you're going to find the why behind what you do. Now, that like Martin Luther King famously said, and it's one of my favorite quotes of all time, you don't have to see the whole staircase before you take the first step. In other words, you don't have to have this monotonous, just super detailed vision, that's divined down to the day, to the hour, to the minute, right? You do have to take that action, but you have to make sure you're on the right staircase. And that comes from establishing a vision. Find the why behind what you're doing. What is it that you want to accomplish and why? Like, don't just say you want to do this. Don't just say you want to get better about budgeting because everybody else says that, right? Or you heard that Dave Ramsey wanted you to, I mean, that's great advice. Don't get me wrong, but why do you want to do that? Is it for your family? Is it so that you can finally start that business that you've had in your mind for forever? Is it so that you and your spouse can finally have financial freedom and travel wherever you want? Be honest with yourself in any goal that is. If it's in business, why do you want to get to $1 million in revenue? Why do you want to get to $10,000 in sales every month? Why do you want your leadership team to have 95% customer satisfaction on your yearly reports? Why? That's not good enough. Just because it's the right thing doesn't mean it's not good enough. Your leadership team wants to know why, and they deserve for you to tell them why. Okay. So you're going to establish a vision and find the why. Second, you're going to set SMART goals. SMART. That's an acronym that most of you are familiar with, but just in case you're not familiar, it's been a while. SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based. Every goal that you set, it's clearly defined once you have all those metrics set out. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based. Now, I've gone over this in a couple different episodes. I'm not going to get into it here. We'll probably talk it again someday, so just be looking for that. Or you can Google SMART goals and you'll have a better picture of what that looks like. But that ultimately, establishing a vision helps you find the why. Setting SMART goals reveals the how and the when. And those two are just as important as the why. Third, you're going to cleanse from distractions. So once you know why you're doing something and you know how and when you're going to do it, you need to cleanse yourself from distractions. That could be anything from toxic relationships, screen time, media that has a negative impact on what you're doing, media, social media, the nightly news, anything. It doesn't have to have a negative effect on you for it to be bad for your goals. It could have it could just present another great idea, but that's a distraction for you. That's going to cause you to go off course. So if you know the why, the how, and the when, you don't need other things to tell you, the why, their why, or their how, or their when. You just need to know yours, right? And you need to cleanse yourself from distractions. So if that's, the wrong people that you're hanging out with, finding better mentors and a better accountability group that shares your dreams and your ambitions. That could be cutting out screen time from your phone at night, from TV, turning off Netflix, not watching as many sports games. I'm definitely guilty of that one. I like the St. Louis Cardinals a little too much. My wife always reminds me of that, and she's always right. But I always need to be put in check every once in a while. I love the St. Louis Cardinals with all my heart, but they're not going to help me get fast and focused to where I want it to be. They're not going to help me raise my son. They're not going to help me be a better father, a better husband. So at the end of the day, they don't take precedence, and I have to have a higher standard for myself to be able to discern, hey, I'm wasting too much time listening to podcasts on this. I'm wasting too much time watching sports highlights on YouTube instead of reading a book that can help me grow, right? It's those little things, those little decisions that we make every day, that when you have clearly defined goals, you have a higher standard set for yourself because those goals are so real to you that you can see them and you can feel them. That is when you're able to discern from the bad habits, okay? And by the way, cleansing from distraction, another word for cleanse, fasting. As I remind you guys often, fasting is not just a dietary thing. Sometimes you need to fast from social media. Sometimes you need to fast completely, like permanently, from toxic relationships that aren't benefiting you, that kind of thing, okay? So first, you establish a vision. Next, you set SMART goals. Third, you cleanse yourself from distractions. And then fourth and finally, you take action. But you don't just take action and just go balls to the wall, right? Because at the end of the day, as great as that sounds, the sink or swim attitude, I get it, right? We're very visionary people. We're leaders. We want to go balls to the wall. We want to drop everything at, you know, and start afresh and just implement all these great habits all at once. I can understand that. But what you need to do is you need to start with 1%. Because at the end of the day, that 1% is going to help you. It's going to serve you better in the long run than if you want to go 25% or 50% or 100% right off the bat. Because you're going to burn out that way. If you start with 1%, this will help you build a habit steadily. Again, our success is based on the small, consistent things we do often versus the big things that we do every once in a while. You got to start with the 1%. That's going to help you build a habit, and habits are going to trickle down to your team. So if you ultimately want your high standards to rub off on your team, it starts with setting habits for yourself. It always starts there. Your team, your business leaders, they are not going to take note of something that you did once. They're not going to take note of something you did twice, no matter how amazing it was. They're going to take note of the little things that you do every single day, whether that's good or bad. And then they're going to take that and kind of put it in their own mind and say, okay, this is how I need to replicate that because he or she is doing this. So start with that 1%, build that habit, build that credibility with your team, and then it's going to trickle down and it's going to have a positive keystone habit effect on every single person in your office, in your family, in your freaking workout group. I don't care. It's going to have a positive effect on everybody, but it starts with you and it starts with the 1%. All right. I feel like that's a great place to kind of end the episode this week and give you guys some time to think about what your standards are going forward, what your goals are moving forward, and how you can get more specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based with whatever it is you're trying to accomplish personally, professionally, or with your family. If you guys want to learn more about how to kickstart any of those four pointers I listed out as a leader, that being establishing a vision, setting SMART goals, cleansing from distractions, or taking action, then a great place to start is grabbing a copy of my paperback book, Climbing Your Self-Discipline Tree. There's a direct link to it in the show notes, no matter where you listen to it, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, doesn't matter. You can just click on that and purchase it in literally like 1 to 2 minutes on Amazon. It's super easy, super simple. You'll have a copy in your hand within the next couple days. That's a great place to start. I want to leave you guys with this, and I want to encourage you guys with something. I hope this registers with you right now, right here, whether you're driving to work right now or you're working out at night, whatever it is you're doing right now, stop for a second. Today is your day to take control. Today is your day to lead by example, to set standards that are so high but so realistic because you've thought through everything regarding the goal, the end goal that you want to accomplish. Forget the past. Forget anything that happened, has transpired today, yesterday, the past week, past month, past year. Forgive you and your team of those failures right now. Forgive and forget. And then forge your team's future from there. Clean slate right now. Clean slate. There's nothing holding you back. The only thing moving forward is the clearly set goals you now have and the high standards you've set for yourself and your team to get there. There's not much we want to learn from Julius Caesar about how he handled people, but his standards, and even someone more noble, like look at Jesus's standards. I mean, you know, he had pretty high standards. He's probably the example I should have used in this episode, but I didn't for some reason. But the standards is what makes the leader. It's not the physical or mental components. It's the direction and the guidance that people flock to. And it's the direction and guidance and the action that resonates with people and makes them want to set higher standards themselves. So think about your standards today. Forget the past. Forgive yourself of your failures and forge your team's future. I'll talk to you guys next time.